Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction, the expansion. Always. I like to remind you of the words of Job that said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be intentional as we breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach and take in the purifying, energizing, regenerating breath of God. Hold. Drop down into your heart cave. Again, let us be intentional to reside where we connect with the source of being. Then take in another deep breath of the source of all that is. Inhale. And as we take in our third and final deep breath, let us be intentional about being present in this moment. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the belly. And allow that life-giving, energizing breath of God to circulate around your entire being, renewing, restoring, replenishing every cell, every tissue, every organ, every part of you. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'd like to share some of the beautiful words from Psalm 9, Psalms from Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness, Nancy Mell. Give thanks to the Beloved with your whole heart. Tell the story of love's way. Be glad and dance with joy. Sing praises to the name above all names as illusions are dispelled, as they fade away before love's face. For you, O Beloved, are ever present, ready to be known in open hearts. You know each nation and see how they destroy one another. Chaos and darkness rise up, blind to love's way. Forgotten is creation's glory. False power seeks to destroy the divine plan. Yet love will abide forever. For you have established yourself in secret places, seeking out receptive hearts, ready to enter and make your dwelling place within. Love is a stronghold for the oppressed, a foundation in difficult times, and those who know love's name therein place their trust. For you, O Beloved, are ever present to those who know you. Sing praises to the one who is love, who dwells in your heart. Tell everyone of love's wonderful deeds, for those who know compassion will remember those in need. Be gracious to me, O Beloved. Behold what I suffer out of fear. O you who awakened me from a living death, I sing of your glory. From the depths of my being, I rejoice and give thanks for your faithful love. The nations are sinking into a pit of their own making, into the web which they are weaving. Will they be caught? Love will make itself known, with a strength stronger than 10,000 armies. The unloving will have to face themselves, all nations that are unjust. For the oppressed will be released, and the hope of the poor will be realized. Arise, O love, have your way with us. Let the nations bow before you and ask forgiveness. Let your healing light stream forth, O love. Let the nations commit themselves to your plan. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, the divine mystery of life, the ground of our being, as we take this moment to consciously turn inwards and remember that yours is the life that quickens, enlivens, renews, restores, replenishes our life. You are the source of all that is, and you know what to do and how to do it in each and every one of our lives. You know what we have need of even before we have need of it. For it is written, before you have spoken, I will be heard. And so as we come into this conscious connection with you, with heart filled with gratitude for all that you are doing in healing, renewing, restoring us on every level of our being, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. We know that you are doing a perfect work in and through and as us, right here, right now. Whatever our physical bodies may be doing, we come back to the remembrance that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is health, strength, wholeness, and perfection. So we take our attention away from everything and anything that is not in alignment with this truth of our being. We take our attention off anything that we may be feeling at this time, for we know that these things are transitory. They are not real. They have no lasting or staying power. So we focus on what has staying power, what has real power, which is love, your love. Unconditional, unceasing, unstinting. That is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. We focus on your love that is flowing in and through and as us. Grateful for the love that knows no conditions, no exceptions, no anything but to be itself, pure and unadulterated. We ask that as your love fills, flows, and quickens us, that we remember to express this truth and reality of being, that we too are here to express that love unconditionally, unceasingly, unstintingly, uninhibitedly. We are tiny vessels of love, moving in a world that has forgotten its truth, that all of creation is a part of love. And so in this truth, as we sit, as we lie, as we remember that we are made in that image of love, we breathe it in. We allow it to circulate through our entire being, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We let love heal, renew, replenish us. O Mother, Father, God, may we constantly remember to come back to this truth, that love heals, love renews, restores, replenishes, that love is who we are and whose we are, that love is the answer to all things, for it is written that perfect love casts out all fear. Fear of not being enough, fear of not being worthy, fear of not being. Fill in the blanks. We allow that perfect love, your divine love that is right where we are, to dissipate, dissolve anything and everything that keeps us separate from this truth, this unchanging, unwavering truth, that love is who and what we are. So as we give thanks for the love that is flowing in and through us, quickening us, healing us, renewing us, as we give thanks for love expressing in our lives, we give thanks as we hold to the truth that all people, all of creation is love, that we share from this expression of love, and we remember as we interact with others that they are loved too, even if they are not expressing from that level. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, we continuously hold in our hearts our wonderful world and all who dwell therein, that they may be enfolded in your perfect love, in your perfect peace, in your perfect joy. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
And if you'd like to repeat after me our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So my beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng Sunday Soul Connection. Have a beautiful day.